Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of In the Light of the Quran. Now, as we are trying to deal with more light out of the Quran, and I hope that all the previous episodes and segments that we had have increased us in light and brought us nearer to Allah, because really this light can change our lives, can help us, can make us stronger. This is the light that Allah wanted to give us in the first place. It's the divine light. It's not like any other light. And we know that knowledge is power. So what do you think if this knowledge is divine, is given to us from our Creator, from Allah? He tells us about our life and about ourselves and about how we should be in this world. Now all of this gives us a lot of power, a lot of light that we can really, sail in the ocean of this life confidently, with strength, and with determination, and with a lot of potential to achieve in this world, in this test that Allah has put us in, so that He sees who is better among us in actions. Now today's wisdoms and light, we will take that from the Surah of Ar-Ra'd, Surah Ar-Ra'd, which is the Surah of Thunder. The Surah of Thunder has a lot of deep meanings in it. It's a very strong surah, although it's relatively short, but it's a very wonderful surah. Has very deep and strong meanings that really can have a very impact, a very strong impact on our lives, and will give us a lot of light. And especially as we know, thunder comes always with the light of this. So we'll try with the lightning of it. We'll try, inshallah, to benefit from the light that we find in this surah. We'll start as usual with the recitation. Then, inshallah, we'll talk about the wonderful meanings that we have in these verses that we will recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Afaman ya'lamu annama unzila ilayka min rabbika al-haqqu kaman huwa a'ma. إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر وفرحوا بالحياة الدنيا وما الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا متاع ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي إليه من أناب الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. These wonderful verses from Surah Al-Ra'd, the Surah of Thunder, are very strong because they talk to the believers. They speak to our hearts. They tell us about the end of this life. It tells us about what the great pleasures, the blessings, the gardens, the dignity and the honor that is awaiting the believers in paradise, in heavens, in the Jannah that we are all looking for, the ultimate goal of the Muslims. Allah starts these verses by giving a very strong parable, saying, is the one who knows what was revealed to you, O Muhammad, knows about it and understands it? Is he like the one who is blind? You see how, as we are talking about the light, this verse tells us that the revelation that was sent to Muhammad, which is the Qur'an and the Sunnah, are the light. So the one who possesses the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the understanding of them, the meanings of them, and he follows their guidance, then he can see. He has eyes, he can see with them, because he has light, the light of the Qur'an. But the ones who turn away from this revelation, they are exactly like the blind. They don't see, they can't see. Because they can't see the reality of this life. They can't see that they have gone wrong. They can't see that they went the wrong path. They can't see that. So they are blind because they don't have the light of the Qur'an, the knowledge of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the light that we are all looking for, the light that we are trying to drag and get from these wonderful verses, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, only the people of understanding can remember and reflect and take lessons. So this example or this parable should make us think if we are people of understanding in reality. Then Allah describes the people of understanding. He says, they are the ones who fulfill their covenant with Allah. That they worship Allah. They fulfill their word, La ilaha illallah. No one has the right to be worshipped but Allah. And then Allah says that they do everything Allah commanded them to do. And they fear Allah. They're always in a state of fear of the punishment of Allah. And they fear the punishment on the Day of Judgment. They fear that they might fail the account or the reckoning on the Day of Judgment. They are always willing to do more, because this fear always pushes them to do more righteousness, more good deeds, because they know they have their own deficiencies. Then Allah describes them that these people have patience. They have patience, they are patient with everything that comes to them, all the hardships that face them, all the calamities that come to them. Why? Seeking the face of Allah, seeking to see Allah see the face of Allah on the Day of Judgment, to enter paradise. So they have patience and perseverance for the sake of Allah, because He deserves that. Then Allah says, they establish the prayer and they spend from what we gave them, in private and in public, secretly and publicly. And when people afflict or give them hardship, treat them very badly, they treat people with kindness and goodness. They return good for evil. And for these people, there will be the best destination, the best end. What is the best end? Allah says, it is gardens of Eden, the best gardens, paradise that Allah prepared for them. They will enter these gardens, they will enter paradise, they will enter Jannah with their righteous fathers and wives and descendants and children and kids. All of them will enter paradise, those who are righteous. So then the angels will come to them. The angels will be entering through the gates of paradise, saying to these people, peace be upon you. Congratulations. What a wonderful achievement that you have achieved because of your patience. It's a wonderful abode. It's a wonderful victory. It's a wonderful thing that you have succeeded in this difficult exam. Then Allah talks about the other people who are blind, the ones who didn't follow the light of the Quran and the Sunnah, these people, Allah says about them, they do not fulfill, they break their word with Allah, they do not fulfill their covenant with Allah, and they do not follow the commandments of Allah, and they spread corruption on earth. They spread corruption, they spread all types of evil, indecency, polytheism, shirk, and all the things that Allah hates, they spread all these things. These people, they will have the curse of Allah, and they will have the worst destination, the worst abode. Then Allah talks about provision. And provision is physical provision, which is wealth. And there is another type of provision or wealth in Islam, which is knowledge of Islam and acceptance of the light of the Quran. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in this provision, which is the light of the Quran. So then Allah says, those people who are very happy with this life and the pleasures of this life, then these people don't really know the reality. They can't see. They don't have the light of the Quran to see the reality of this life, because this life is only a very short pleasure that will soon depart and leave us. Then Allah says that the people of disbelief say, why don't we receive a sign? Why don't you receive a sign, O Muhammad, from Allah? Then Allah says to him, to reply to them, that it is Allah who guides whomever He wills, because Allah knows what's in the hearts. So the ones who have good hearts, who have the readiness to follow the truth, Allah will guide them, because the signs are already there. But these people, they want more signs just to oppose the messengers, just for their argumentative attitude, just for that sake, not to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we come to the most important wisdom in these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah guides the ones who repent to Allah. If you repent to Allah, Allah will guide you, will give you guidance. Then Allah says, they believe, Allah describes the ones who repent. They are the ones and their hearts are very satisfied, are very peaceful when Allah is remembered. So when they hear the word, the name Allah, when they hear the name of Allah, their hearts are at peace. And they feel tranquility and ecstasy because their hearts are attached to Allah. They have so much love to Allah. And then Allah says, verily, with the remembrance of Allah, with the name of Allah, the hearts feel at peace and tranquility. So we want peace and tranquility and real happiness. It's only with the Quran, with the remembrance of Allah. Then Allah says, for those people whose hearts are happy with the name of Allah, are peaceful with the name of Allah, for these are the best abode, are the blessings of paradise and the best dwelling and the best abode. So inshallah we will try to be among those, so we fulfill the description Allah gave for those people who have light, so they can see, they are not blind, they see this life through the light of the Quran. So let's see our lives in the light of the Quran. Inshallah, I hope we benefit from these wisdoms, and until we meet with new verses, with new lights from the Quran, I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.